Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Help and Hope, where we'll hopefully offer some help. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Mike Emlett
and Tim Lane.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
Hanging in there.
Okay. This week, we're going to talk about the difference between counseling in a formal context like CCEF and in a local church.
That's a really good question. Personally, for me, because I've counseled in both contexts as a pastor for 10 years and then here at CCF for 10 years. At one level, I would say that counseling in a local church context is probably much messier and challenging than in a more formal context. I remember moving from pastoral ministry to work at CCF 10 years ago, and I used to just be surprised that I didn't go home at the end of the day wondering if somebody was going to call me later that night. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just a radical change and difference for me at that initial level. So mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty different context from local church to more formal mm-hmm. kind of CCF context.
Why messier?
Well, the people that you're preaching to on Sunday are coming up and interacting with you on Sunday after the sermon, and you've just maybe spent several hours with them that week counseling them. And sometimes those hours were scheduled hours, and sometimes with some people they weren't scheduled hours. Mm-hmm. You know, they just called you or came by the church randomly or maybe even showed up at your house. So, you know, that kind of thing, I can't think of a time in 10 years that I've been here at CCF that has happened to me.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that there's more clear-cut maybe boundaries relationally
right.
in a formal counseling setting and much less so in a church setting where
right.
you're doing relationships with lots of folks, and so there are multiple places where your lives are intersecting. Some of those are crises, some of those are basic issues of growth and yeah. discipleship.
Right. Yeah, and you know, so this whole issue in a professional context when you talk about dual relationships that category just kind of goes out the window.
All your relationships
are
doing.
Yeah, if you're counseling yeah. someone in a more formal way as a pastor, they're a couple or individual coming to your office, but you're seeing them informally, relationally at church on Sunday, at a church event. You may be in their home. They may be in your home. So you have these dual relationships that are happening, and so it requires great wisdom and how to respect, you know, those different contexts in which you're relating to people.
You may be even training them as a leader in the church.
That's right.
And yeah. counseling them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
Which could get even messier.
It does.
And yeah. what are the strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. to the clear boundaries mm-hmm. that CCF offers?
I think, well, certainly some of the weaknesses include the fact that you're just seeing this person mm-hmm. in one context. There's
right.
about one slice of life. Unless you've really made a lot of effort to connect with key people in the person's life, including their pastor. Like I always like it when someone accompanies a counselee to their mm-hmm. session, whether it's a good friend or an elder or pastor, because by definition, this is 1 hour out of
right.
168
right.
hours out of the week. And so the more cross-pollination there is, the better. So I think that unless those things happen, that can be a potential mm-hmm. that could be a potential weakness. I guess a strength might be that although many times people will go as a first line, if you will, to their friends and to leaders in the church, that isn't always the case. They mm-hmm. may, for various reasons, shame, guilt, or hurt that happens mm-hmm. in the context of the church or leadership, that may offer them a place to go that feels safer, at least, you know, initially. I mean, ultimately, I want to involve the wider community in that person's struggle.
Yeah.
And also, they may have problems that are that are so complex and so so difficult that having that regular, weekly, long-term mm-hmm. kind of approach may be a very great help to right. them, in addition to what the kind of help they would get in the context of their local church.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's well put, Mike. And you're noticing strengths and weaknesses in different contexts, and so the weaknesses that you face in a formal context, you have to work harder to overcome those weaknesses, mm-hmm. spending a lot of time trying to get to know that person beyond simply the four walls in which they exist when they're meeting with you.
Right.
The challenge of really engaging other people in their lives and including them in the counseling, that's a really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to work at that. In the church context, the weaknesses are a lack of clarity about appropriate kind of relational fences, if maybe fences isn't mm-hmm. the best word, just some mm-hmm. some boundaries. So you have to work harder with an individual and more so with certain people to say, all right, here's when I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
And you know in pastoral ministry, and it happens here, that you're going to find yourself sacrificing at times and caring for people outside of kind of your normal comfort zone. But there is this commitment that I've got to work hard with certain people to say, here are the contexts in which I can help. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be times where I'm not going to be available, or I'm going to have to say I'm not able to help you right now, unless there's a severe kind of crisis that's happening and you just have to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in both contexts, you're wanting to draw in the larger community, is what I hear you guys saying.
Yeah, and that's the easy thing in the local church, because like Mike said, as a pastor, I knew what small group they mm-hmm. were in. I knew who their friends were. I could say, hey, can we get together with a few people in your small group and come up with just a real practical plan
mm-hmm.
of how you're going to grow in grace in this area? So you just have that at your disposal in a local church context, and that's one of the strengths.
Right, and sometimes people that come to a formal counseling setting, one of the reasons they do that is because they don't have vital mm-hmm. relational connections in their local church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that becomes one of the goals that comes out of counseling mm-hmm. as I meet with that person.
Right.
But you know, in some situations, you may not want to say the best place to get this help is in the local church, because they may not have, they
right.
may not really be known. They may not really, or they may have been sinned against by leadership in the church. And so there has to be a way in which that person has a safe place to begin to explore
right.
those things, and hopefully then to connect them more
right.
vitally with the local church.
Yeah, Mike, again, you make a good point. You know, the weaknesses that you might find in a local church is, do you have people who are adequately skilled?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have case wisdom? This isn't just a normal kind of garden variety struggle this person is having. It's more complex. And I need somebody that may have worked with people like this for years
mm-hmm.
that really brings case wisdom to the table that can assist me as a pastor or the small group leader in helping this person. But they definitely need more formal, regular intervention counseling
mm-hmm.
given the nature of their struggle and how life-dominating it might be.
And really, I think what you're highlighting, Tim, is the partnership that can exist, a vital partnership that it can exist between the local church and more
right.
formal counseling settings, particularly for those kinds of problems.
Right, yeah. And having that combination can be very, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where CCEF walks hand in hand with the local church.
Yeah, and the challenge in the local church is, can I find a wise counselor that is working consistently out of a similar theological framework,
mm-hmm.
Ideally, that can work with me well in these kinds of situations? That's the challenge for a pastor or a local church. Hopefully one that we're trying to address by providing skilled people out there in local
mm-hmm.
churches.
And training as we grow our distance education and continuing education, right?
Yeah. And finally, the challenge of being in a formal context is taking the administrative time to get on the phone and say, can you come in with one or two of your friends or the pastor of your church? That's the piece that's difficult in a mm-hmm. formal context, because you're moving quite fast at a quite fast pace in your counseling on any given day.
Mm-hmm. It's very helpful. Right. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.